Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery. Today I'm going to share with you how to write your own book in less than 24 hours. Now, I know that might sound crazy or even impossible, but hear me out. I want to share with you a unique approach that's different than the traditional way that people have been taught when it comes to writing a book. And I'm not here to say that that approach is wrong and my approach is right. There's many different ways that you can write a book. And there's times where the traditional approach might be more appropriate, might be better, but I want to share with you a different possibility, a different option that can allow you to share your message with the world in a form of a book in a lot easier and a lot faster way. Now, first, why do most people not even write their book? I'm sure you're watching this right now because you have an aspiration, a goal that you want to create a book. And I believe the reason why that we all want to create a book is the outcome of wanting to share something, wanting to add value to the world. And we have a message that we believe is important that we want to get out there. And it's a shame that so many people actually go through the process and release their book because number one is they procrastinate. They make making a book in their mind such a mammoth of a task. It's this overwhelming commitment that they have to make of where they have to dedicate the next year or more of their life to writing and putting together their book. And there's nothing wrong if you want to go through that process. A lot of the most incredible books that I've gone through have been works of years in the making of the author putting it together that I've benefited from. And I'm grateful and appreciative that they dedicated that amount of time to putting their book together. But for a lot of people, they don't want to even go through that because they're so intimidated by it. And so therefore, they never even start. And therefore, their message just dies at their lips. And so a lot of people, they procrastinate because of the belief that a book has to be a 300-page mammoth that's going to be such a huge commitment of their life. And they have no idea how their book is even going to do once they publish it. I remember for me, for example, when I was young, I wrote this book. It was a dating book because I was a dating coach at one stage of my life. And I learned all these great principles when it came to your confidence and your social skills and the dating life. And I spent a year putting this book together. I wanted it to be perfect. And I had my mom and my sister proofread it. And it still wasn't perfect enough. And so I held back from publishing it. And eventually when I did, it only made me about $1,000. Did not have the result that I expected, and definitely was not a good return of investment of the time that I put into it for only $1,000. And so I realized there's got to be a better way, a different way. Maybe I don't have to spend a year of my life. Maybe there's a faster way that I can share my message. The other reason why a lot of people don't publish a book or even write one is because of perfectionism. They believe their book has to be perfect. And so even if they write their book, they're so afraid to put it out there because they want everything in the book to be perfect, the grammar and the spelling, and everything has to be just right before they finally get it out there. And therefore, a lot of people, again, their message dies at their lips. So I thought, what if there's a different way? What changed for me is I looked at a book in a different way than the traditional way of how I was taught, because I realized the book industry hasn't really evolved that much since its inception. But the world has. The internet has changed everything. In fact, the way that people want to consume content today is different than it's ever been. And it's because of the internet, less people actually buy books and read books. The statistics show that less than 10% of people even read past the first chapter of a book. Because we live in a different day and age where there's a lot of people, they want more bite-sized content. They want content maybe in a blog, right? They can now read articles that you might see scrolling through your Facebook. Not a big commitment, but they can get value and benefit from reading different articles on websites. So there's a demand for that. There's a lot of people now that want to watch videos or listen to podcasts. They want to consume information in many different ways. And of course, with social media, there's even more bite-sized content on Instagram or TikTok and different platforms like that. So people have a lower attention span And as a result of that, a new market has grown where a lot of people, they don't want to invest months of their life to read a book that might be 300 pages. And again, that's why less than 10% of people even read past the first chapter of a book. So realizing there's a different approach and there's a different market that you can write a book to that can allow you to instead write a book that might be shorter and a lot easier for you to create that can contribute the message in a more succinct and more powerful way. Because a lot of books, I love reading books, I've read hundreds of them, and I like books that are longer and I like books that are shorter. I enjoy both. But a lot of books that might be a 300-page book, oftentimes there might be one or two good ideas in that, and then a lot of the book, 90% of it is fluff. A lot of it might be sharing different stories or different examples or different references, and there's a value to that because oftentimes the stories can really reinforce the main principle of what the author is trying to communicate. So it reinforces the belief it's a nonfiction book, for example, for you to really apply it or really to integrate that within yourself or to really go in depth in certain levels through that book of something you might want to learn. Or if it's a fiction book, maybe it's really telling a compelling story. But even the movie industry has changed where not everybody wants to watch a movie that's 2 or 3 hours. Now with Netflix, there's shorter series, limited series. There's YouTube videos that people can consume that, you know, want shorter pieces of content. So the world has changed that industry, and even Amazon recognized it by creating a short reads category on their website. If you go to Amazon's website, and let's say you have your Kindle device, you can actually search through different categories of books that maybe are only 30 minutes long or 60 minutes long or 90 minutes or 2 hours long instead of having to invest 10 hours or more to read the book. So my approach that I want to share with you is understand a book does not have to be a huge task. It doesn't have to be a super long book. What if instead you wrote a book that was 40 pages, 50 pages, and you can share your message in those 40 or 50 pages? The way that I started to think about it is, listen, I've had different blogs throughout my life. I've written a blog post. What if a book is really just a series of articles, a series of blog posts? And each chapter of my book could be an article. So maybe I decide, for example, that my book is 7 different chapters. You know, one thing that you can do is identify what you want your book to be about. And I always recommend doing research on a platform like Amazon so that there's a demand for it, that if you're going to write your book, you can actually sell it to people and people can actually find it on Amazon through different keywords and you can actually see what that demand is. But by doing that research, I can first take a step back and identify what do I want my book to be about? What's the main core message of what I want to share, right? And what can I break that down, that core message, into different chapters, different sections? And maybe you might identify, you brainstorm 10 different ideas that you have of what you want to share, but you narrow that down to 7. And then those 7 different chapters are kind of like an article. Now, maybe that article might be a couple thousand words. You can decide how long you want it to be. But in each article, in each chapter of my book, one thing that you can do is identify what are the 3 most important things that I want to share in this chapter, in this article that I'm going to write. And when you break down a book in that way, it's a lot more achievable. It's a lot more easier to grasp in your mind and do because, listen, I've been blogging. I'm sure you're a writer as well as you're watching this. And how long does it take you to write an article? I mean, I don't know about you. I can write an article in an hour, 2 hours perhaps. And so if you're writing, you know, let's say 5 different chapters, 5 different articles, and each one takes you an hour to 2 hours, that's 5 to 10 hours that you're going to be committing to writing that out. And oftentimes what I find is that when you write in a way, like in a 24-hour period where you're immersed in something, time disappears. A lot of the greatest books that have been written have not been the author deciding, I'm going to write an hour a day, every single day for the next year. Instead, I'm going to immerse myself because when you get into that flow state, and once you're out of your head and everything is flowing out of you, it's easier to get that momentum going and time disappears where 10 hours just goes by. And oftentimes when I do my videos, I look at a video, I'm sharing my message, I'm communicating with a large group of people. And the best way for me to do it is to schedule the whole day and record as many videos as I can, because the best time to record a video is right after you just recorded one, right? Because right after I just recorded a video, I feel great. I'm already talkative. I'm already in an articulate mood. Everything's set up. I'm already in that state of mind. It's a lot easier now to record the second video. The third video gets easier. The fourth video gets easier. It's the same thing with writing. So I found the immersion idea and concept. If you schedule a day and you immerse yourself in writing your book and you break down what the chapters are, the three most important things of what you want to share in each chapter, and you immerse yourself and allow your ideas just to flow out of you, then you can accomplish a book in 24 hours. You really can. I've done it many times. And I think another key to this as well is to not, you have to, when you're writing, and just like for me, when I try to create content, I try to make sure that it's not perfect on purpose. You know, one kind of common writing principle to make sure you don't get writer's block is to write for the waste bin. Write as if you're not going to use this, because when you are trying to be in your head and thinking that this sentence has to be perfect and how am I going to say this just right? Does that sound right? That slows you down. So instead, what I try to do when I write is I just let it flow. And then I worry about the proofreading, the editing, if anything even made sense. I worry about that later. I worry about that after the fact. Right now, you just want to get your ideas out of your head and on your computer or on paper and just organize everything. And then once you have everything there on paper, then you can go back and improve it and enhance it. Because look, how do you actually perfect anything? How do you really perfect something? Well, first of all, nothing's ever perfect, so it's an impossible standard to have. But the real way that you try to attempt to achieve perfection is over time, through trying to improve something over time, making it better and better and better and better and better. The other thing that I realized is that if I put together a book, and let's say it's not perfect, which it's not going to be, I change my expectation from 100% to 80%. It's called the 80% approach. I learned this from Dan Kennedy. He said that 80% is good enough. Most of the things that we obsess about and worry about, most people don't even notice, right? So sometimes, for example, I've written a book and published it, and it had some spelling mistakes and some grammatical errors to it, and I was okay with that because I realized that most people are not going to care. And the majority of people, the 80% of it is good enough to add value and to make an impact in someone else's life. And also, when you do put out your book, I found that I'd get some reviews on Amazon. Some would be good and some of them maybe not as good. But the negative reviews were opportunities for me to go back and improve my book to make it better. So looking at that as feedback that's valuable, because the great thing about a book is that it's not set in stone. It's not like a video that you put out there that you can't go back and edit and change or improve or update. A book is something that you can put it out there, and then as you start getting customers from it, you can improve it as you go. And it's the same thing like with a blog post, for example. You put out a blog post, you know, there might be some mistakes in it, but you got it out there. Now you go back and you can read through it. You can make some improvements to it. You can come back a week later, a month later, go through it again, make some improvements to it. You might get some feedback from other people. And I think that's a different approach that you can consider in how you can put together your book. And the other benefit I learned from this of just putting together a shorter book is that I can add to it over time. I can do a second version, a third version. I can make it longer. I can make it better. And I'm not here to say that that is the best way that everybody should follow, because again, if you want to maybe be a New York Times bestselling author, or maybe there's a traditional publisher behind you, there might be a higher standard expectation for you in creating your book. You know, for example, if you already are have a huge audience, or you're an influencer and you have an audience of people that have a high level of expectation for you of the standard of the quality of your content, the quality of your book, then yeah, it might take you longer. You know, you might have to go down a different approach because that book is going to get in the hands of a lot of people fast, and you want to make sure that you get that momentum and get a lot of reviews and a lot of sales to get on that bestseller list. But for a lot of people out there, you know, maybe you're not going to have a lot of people that are going to buy and read your book right away, and so you have time to improve it. You can put something out there and get your first 100 customers of the book, of which 10% might even read past the first chapter, but you can make some improvements and updates over time. And it's the same approach actually with being a YouTuber. I've been doing this for over 9 years. When I first started on YouTube, you know, I was afraid to put out videos as a perfectionist, and I was procrastinating to do it. I just had to get over that and say, I'm just going to put out videos. My lighting is going to suck. My audio is going to suck. I don't have professional equipment. I'm not a good speaker. I'm just going to do it. And it didn't really matter that much because I didn't get that many views. But now once you have 1 million subscribers, yeah, now I got to put more time and more energy and make sure that my content is a certain standard, because now there's a lot of people going to see it. So understanding that context, I think, is very important. Where you are in your journey, and if you don't yet have a huge audience to market your book to, maybe you have that luxury of just getting something out there and then improving it as you go. And you can start with a shorter book. And another approach that a lot of people do is they create a series of books. So for example, if you break down a big topic, let's say how to date the opposite sex, right? How to meet and date the opposite sex. You could break that down into several books. You could have one book just on how to overcome anxiety and the fear to put yourself out there and meet people. That could be a book, and that could be a 30 or 40 page book. And you could sell it for maybe $3. But then people that buy and read that, you could have a second book that goes more into how to actually put yourself out there, how to approach the opposite sex and have the confidence to do that. Here's different ways that you can approach people in different scenarios. That could be a second book that you also sell, let's say, for $3. That's only 40 pages long. Then you could have a third book, and that third book could then be on how to have a conversation with someone, how to build attraction between the opposite sex, and you know, how to engage and tell stories and build rapport and a connection. That could be another book that is a 40-page book that you sell for $3. And then you could have another one after that, and you can give people the option. You can buy the whole book all together for $12 or $20, or I've got four different books here that all build off of one another, and those are four different books that I have on Amazon that can maybe reach more people and actually maybe be more successful for you. So my point is, there's many different ways of writing a book, and it doesn't have to be the traditional approach, because the internet has changed things. And I think the ultimate goal is not just having a book out there, but having a book that you get to share your message and that other people are going to find it and benefit from and enjoy and understand there's different markets of who you can cater to. And if you want to do the traditional approach, you can by all means do that. I don't want to discourage that. You know, I've done that as well, and I think it's a great strategy to do. But you clicked on a video on how to write a book in 24 hours, and I want to share with you a different approach that you maybe never thought of before that can allow you to do so. So I hope this video is helpful for you and just kind of helping you think about things in a different way. And I actually have a course that I put together that's really inexpensive that teaches how to write a book in less than 24 hours. So if you want my guidance, I guide you through my step-by-step process, and it's called the 24-hour book system. So if this resonates with you, if you want that kick in the butt to write your own book and get it out there and share your message with the world, then this is a program that can help you. The website for that is www.24hourbook.com. I'll link that below. You can check that out. And I've also got some courses that teach you how to publish your own book on Amazon as well. And there's actually different approaches that I teach inside that, where you can hire a ghostwriter, because a lot of popular books are not written by the person that is the expert or person that wrote the book. They hire a ghostwriter. And one strategy also is to have someone transcribe an interview that they do with you. Or for example, myself, I've actually taken some of my videos and transcribed them and had my content and had a ghostwriter rewrite it to make it sound really great. So there's many different approaches that you can go. And that is a course that I put together called Mastering Book Publishing, www.masteringbookpublishing.com. And I'll link that below for you as well. So hopefully this video helped you. If it did, give this video a thumbs up. Subscribe for more videos here on Project Life Mastery. Hit that bell notification to get notified of future videos. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next video. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.